T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Checking in this morning on the Big Show Star Phone is a friend of ours who we've talked to a couple of years now, Miss Shelley Goldstein. She's a producer, a writer, and a comedian, and she knows all about the Oscars. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Patty.
Shelley, it's great to have you. By the way, I didn't know you're doing a show. In addition to being a radio personality, you also have your own show going, right?
I am. I have a show called How Groovy Girls Saved the World. All that great music from the 60s and 70s.
I love that.
Come out to California. It's going to be at Catalina's in Hollywood on Sunday, March 3rd. I'll save you a seat.
I can't believe it. I'll bet you that's a big hit, and you're going to be doing that in New York soon.
I will, and when I do, I will call you. But now it is Oscar time. That's all anybody's talking about.
The 91st Annual Academy Awards, Sunday night, ABC, hosted by nobody. But I read something this morning.
Big conspiracy theory that they are going to bring out Whoopi.
Well, they said on the show the other day that she has pneumonia.
If that's true, Whoopi, we hope you get better soon. But she is down as a presenter, and she is the only former host down as a presenter. She was a great, great host. But we'll see what happens Sunday night. The thing we do know is the show's going to be long.
Yeah.
let me give you some advice. You know, every year the producers say that it's going to be 3 hours. It's never 3 hours. This is because men in Hollywood always lie about length.
That's true.
That's not just Hollywood, Shelley.
Not just Hollywood, no. Ironically, though, with the Oscars, things are always longer than you expect. This is the only time this will ever happen in your life.
Surprise.
Let me ask you, does Lady Gaga deserve Best Actress, or does Glenn Close get a make-good win?
Thing. If it was just a make-good win, you'd have an argument, but she was great Glenn Close. And Glenn Close has been nominated more, sort of like Susan Lucci used to be with soap opera awards. Glenn Close is fantastic in The Wife. She steals it every second of the frame. Gaga is great, but I think it's, you know, going to be Radio Gaga, not Lady Gaga on Sunday night.
Did you like that movie, A Star is Born?
I did like it. It's not my favorite of the 5 different Star is Borns we've had so far.
Uh-huh.
And no doubt we'll have another one, probably starring you two.
Right, exactly.
Let's get that movie
Sure,
going.
Let's do it.
All right there, smart Aleck Shelley.
Scott is Born. It would be great.
What about Rami Malek? What do you think?
I think he's finding a place for that statue right now, and he deserves it.
Wow. Over Christian Bale?
Christian Bale was amazing. He was amazing, but I think that Rami Malek, remember that he replaced Sacha Baron Cohen?
Right.
Nobody thought he was going to be any good, that it was sort of an afterthought to bring him in. And he made that movie. Let's be honest. Bohemian Rhapsody, the last 15 minutes, the best concert footage I've ever seen recreated on film. Mm-hmm. But before that, it's just kind of a movie about a band. I used to produce and write behind the music. It was kind of like that.
Yeah, but he was brilliant.
It electric.
Yeah.
He really did.
We're talking to Shelley Goldstein about the Academy Awards on Sunday night on ABC. Tell me about The Green Book. Did you like that movie?
You know, I loved the idea of The Green Book. I wish it had been a little less predictable because it's really a fascinating story, and the Green Book, what it meant to people, is such a great story. And I thought it was a nice movie. I just thought it was a little bit soft.
I really enjoyed it. In the theater I was in, the people gave it a standing ovation.
But he's going to win, once again, Mahershala Ali is going to win for Best Supporting Actor. And that will be the quickest an actor has won an Oscar for a second time since Tom Hanks had a double run back in the 90s.
Tell us about Bradley Cooper. Is he going to win anything?
Well, he is not going to win anything. I think that Star is Born is probably going to win for best song. I think that's their best shot at the night. And the other big story is that a movie that actually was never in a theater might win best picture for the first time.
Roma. Wow.
You know, so a lot of people in Hollywood are a little nervous that, particularly people who own movie theaters,
yes.
that Netflix has scored its first Best Picture nominee, and the bookies have it as the favorite.
So who are you going with for Best Director?
Oh, that's an easy one. That's going to be for Roma. It's going to be Mr. Cuarón, and he's taking it home. I would like to see it go to Spike Lee.
You think he might sneak in and knock off Roma, huh?
I just think he should. You know, that's the other thing about the Oscars. Remember that people watch the Oscars to complain. That's why it doesn't matter how long the show is.
She is Shelley Goldstein. You can find her on Twitter at Groovy Shelley. We'll talk to you next year, dear.
Love you guys.
Bye, Shelley.
Bye. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.